ישיבת הכותל עם הפנים לעם ישראל.
אני אדבר באנגלית, זה יותר קל לי. אני חושב שכולם מבינים אנגלית. I guess there's nobody among you who remembers this world without a state of Israel. And therefore, the greatness of our life, of our generation, is so much greater when you think back to the days when there was no state of Israel. I was born in Germany, and I remember well the days of Hitler and his onslaught on the Jewish people. I was very fortunate to get out of Germany to avoid the Holocaust, and from England, where I went first, I ended up in Canada, went to university there. I remember when in 1945 we started to realize the incredible misfortune, the destruction of almost 6 million of Jewish men, women and children. It was a horrible thought that how close our people came to being destroyed altogether. And therefore, the revival of the Jewish people in its own state is an incredible miracle. I'm not every day given to miracles. I'm rather down to earth. But to me, this is a miracle, a mess that I experience every day being here. I just want to recount in a few words some of the extraordinary experiences I had in my life. I remember listening in 1947 to the United Nations voting about the creation of the State of Israel. And I remember the chairman at the United Nations reading off every people. Argentina, he came to England, he came to France, he came to Russia, and that was an incredible miracle right there. It could never have happened again. It was a point in history that was today unthinkable when you talk about the United Nations. But the majority of those there, the United States and Russia, combined in voting for the State of Israel. And we dance in the streets of Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim and London, England and New York and Toronto. We couldn't think that in our lifetime we would have a state of our own. I want to give you another interesting day in my life. I lived in Toronto, and when I came to my office, I ran a contracting office. I came early in the morning of Monday, June 6. There were some salesmen standing in front of my door and said, "Have you heard what's going on?" And that by that time of the day, the whole Egyptian Air Force had been destroyed by Israel. Again, an incredible miracle. I went to my office, and for the whole week, rather than concentrating on my work, I sat there spellbound, listening to the radar reports. And I remember sitting here when I heard on the radio, Higanu Lakotel, we've reached the Kotel Maharavi. And that in itself, sitting 5,000 miles away and sitting in a little office in Toronto, was a miracle. A few months later, I visited Israel, and I remember going down the hill outside, going to the Kotel. It was a small little area, all rubble. It was all destroyed. And there I made my acquaintance with Yeshivat HaKotel, because a month before, Rabbi Zuckerman, Rabbi Neria, Rabbi Bina had come up and founded the yeshiva. Again, a great experience. I then had the zechut to assist in the building of this yeshiva. It was all rubble. And we got the land and started to build. But the building wasn't easy, because we ran into ancient Jerusalem. The buildings, beautiful buildings, under the ground. And you see it here in the museum under the yeshiva. The floors, the mikvaot, the dining rooms of people who 2,000 or 3,000 years ago lived in Yerushalayim. We finished this yeshiva, and ever since, every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I came to daven here. It didn't work out for me this year because I was hospitalized. But I'm here now. I'm here now, Be'ezrat Hashem. And together with you, I want to greet you all. I've been coming here for 30 or 40 years, year after year, three times a year, four times a year. But having made Aliyah is a very special part of our life. We have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, many of them here in Yerushalayim. And living here now as a toshav, as a citizen, is a great experience. And so I give you, who are fellow Olim and their families, whatever bracha Rabbi Targan suggested, I give a bracha. But I said, I'm no Rebbe to give brachot. But I greet you, congratulate you, and wish you hatzlacha in your Jewish life, in our Jewish homeland.
Yeshivat HaKotel, Im HaPanim L'Am Yisrael.